full time in Downing's, and the final score here was Downing's 7 points, St Union's 110, and Barry Meehan side have put themselves in a great position to get into the top four and go straight through to the quarter finals. Downing started strong with a couple of points, the first from Keelan McGrady just inside 30 seconds, while Paddy McElmee added one soon after. Oran Winson's mark and Owen Dowling's free levelled it up for St Union's on 10 minutes, and Conor Morrison put them ahead and they never looked back from then. Conor O'Donnell Jr. and Kieran Moore both put over brilliant points from the right as Downing's defended deep and tried to limit the Letterkenny men to point chances. But the shooting from O'Donnell and Moore at this point was spectacular and put them to a 5-2 lead. Straight after that, Shane O'Donnell had a shot from distance and it was bundled into the net after Aaron McLafferty seemed to get a touch, but James Kelly and Kieran Moore were also in there and the ball ended up in the back of the net for a vital goal. Just after that then, on the half an hour mark, it was Keelan McGrady who got the second point and Downing's first point for 25 minutes as they were 1-5-3 down, and just the final point of the half came from Kieran Moore from distance to give them a 6-point lead at the break. Johnny McGrady had over two frees after the restart, but again St Union's got going and substitute Owen McGeehan had two points from play sandwiched between Kieran Moore and Mark in there as well. Johnny McGrady did brilliantly to rob the ball from James Kelly and from his own kick out, and then he went over and pointed himself. But Lee McMonagall got St Union's final point to restore the 7-point lead. And just as we came into added time, with both teams looking for the full-time whistle, Paddy McElwee finished off a quick counter and made it 110 to 7 points. For Downing's, that leaves them in a good enough position to avoid the relegation playoffs. And St Union's will be hoping that tomorrow's results go their way and they make it into the top four.